This I believe. Frank L. Weil has a long and distinguished record of leadership in the Boy Scouts, the National Jewish Welfare Board, the National Social Welfare Assembly, the USO, and many other organizations whose function it is to serve the community. His career demonstrates that loving one's neighbor can be a successful way of life. This is Frank Wilde's creed.
As a young man, when I first started to work, my thoughts were entirely in the future. Each day I thought only of tomorrow, so much so that finally I seemed to lose all contact with today. Time sped by with incredible speed and utterly without satisfaction. I was, it seemed, engaged in a headlong race to reach what I never could attain. Tomorrow was always ahead of me. Finally, my feelings of frustration were so great, I took inventory of myself. I found myself taking no satisfaction from the present because I was not living in it. I deliberately set a new objective for myself: to live as completely as possible each day for the sake of that day, confident that the discharge of that day's duties and responsibilities would assure me tomorrow's rights and privileges. As always happens, the pendulum swung too far. There were all too frequently many discouragements in the day's happenings, and the future began to seem distant and doubtful. I was doing my tasks each day, but I needed assurance that tomorrow had hope. Then the significance of faith entered the picture. Faith that no matter how discouraging today might be, nevertheless, there would be a tomorrow, and that eventually, maybe imperceptibly, that tomorrow would find life somewhat better, somewhat sweeter. As I grew older, I worked more and more with large groups of people in the field of social welfare. There, as well as in observing the conduct of people in community life, I received convincing proof of the importance of faith in people generally. Given the opportunity to learn the facts, to talk with their neighbors, to keep the doors of discussion open, I have the profoundest faith in the essential wisdom and integrity of people. It is this faith in people which gives me such great confidence in the future of the United Nations. Mankind has been beset by wars and the fear of wars since prehistoric times. Now mankind has grown closer together. The United Nations affords the opportunity to present the facts, to talk things over, to keep doors open. It is the best hope yet of man for a peaceful world. All too often the future is clouded with discouragement. All too often the outlook is dark and foreboding. I believe that doing today's job, with faith in the future and faith in the people, all will come out well. Sometimes, when progress is hard to see, I like to think of Galileo, the 17th century astronomer. He is said to have muttered as he rose from his knees, where he had been compelled to recant his theory of the movement of the earth, and that it is not the center of the universe as was then believed, and yet it moves. So, too, I feel that while all too often it may be difficult to see where we are heading and what progress we are making, three beliefs which I hold sustain me: that I earn tomorrow's rights and privileges by the manner in which I discharge today's duties and responsibilities; that the greatest sustaining force in facing today's trials is faith in the future; and that faith in the future includes a deep and abiding faith in the essential wisdom and integrity of people generally. With these three basic beliefs, I can constantly reassure myself, and yet it moves.
They're the beliefs of Frank L. Weil of New York, an outstanding citizen and devoted public servant.